I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Monday. Good afternoon and welcome. This is the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you as always by Happy State Bank. Alongside Chris Snead, I'm Choice Woodman. Clint Scott back behind the glass handling us today. You can hit us up. You got thoughts, comments, questions, bring it all in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app, which you could take all over the world, even in Skiddy, Kansas.
Is that anywhere near...
Yeah, that's their rival.
Skiddy?
Skiddy. No? Okay.
Sounds like a child asking for spaghetti.
Can I get some more Skiddy?
Fair. Yeah.
You want some more Skiddy? Skiddy! Skiddy!
You don't know where Skiddy, Kansas is, Clint? Come on, man.
No, is it two D's or two T's?
Two D's.
Two D's.
Skiddy sounds like the other guy hanging out on the front stoop with Pookie and Ray Ray. Hey, where Pookie and Ray Ray? You up there hanging out with Skiddy?
It actually does.
You know Skiddy and them?
Oh, my gosh.
Skiddy!
Sounds like something straight out of your childhood or something.
Skiddy! You better get off them couch. You better close that door, boy. You think I'm trying to cool that whole neighborhood?
It's on Morris.
Skiddy!
Morris County. How do you not know where it is?
It's about 8.5 hours from Lubbock, if anybody wants to go. Unincorporated?
Yeah.
The pictures on Google look about what I was picturing.
When they say unincorporated, does this mean...
Ain't nobody there running the place.
You can take over the town if
yes.
you want.
Just ain't nobody there. Running the place.
You get to claim it
right.
And rename it.
Sounds
Some
good.
Dude just says, I'm the mayor of Skiddy, and he would be right.
There you
Skiddy
go.
Moved over there after he left Pookie. He was like, that's it. I'm Pookie and Ray Ray.
It's my town. We'll get into a lot of things. Oh, hold on. Hey, yo, Sneeder.
What's
Oh.
How was your weekend, brother?
Oh, overall, good. Mixed bag as far as my sports rooting interests go.
Yeah, same. It was Kappa Dad's weekend.
Uh-huh.
So
how did we golf?
Should have came out with us.
Didn't invite.
We won.
Well, then I shouldn't have come. You didn't need me, apparently.
Won.
I'm never
And we did before anyone says anything. We did not pencil whip it either.
No pencil whipping.
No, we didn't. We just actually had a really good player playing with us.
Well, that helps. Is this the guy that I would have been in for?
Yeah.
Okay, then you definitely don't want me. I'm a solid B. I'm not an A.
He was probably a B plus A minus player.
Okay.
I mean, he was probably 290 to 315
okay.
every drive.
That helps.
Yeah.
It does help.
The group of young bucks behind us Every time we walked off the green, here comes the ball. Boop, 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 boop. I was like, we finally on the 17th said, which one of y'all is up there doing that? And this little skinny dude, that's me.
Nice.
Little Gomer Powell looking dude. So, I mean, but that guy was bombing balls.
Future horse name.
Bombing balls?
Yeah. So who... So what did we win? Like some pro shot credit?
I think you got a pat on the back and said congratulations on
what?
Yes.
Don't even get anything for winning the tournament.
I would have taken. They had some really cool swag in their raffle, which I did not.
Man, no raffle luck.
No,
that's no way.
But I got to have dinner twice with young Shelby.
That's always good.
And golf. Even enjoyed a little bit of nightlife with Shelby and her friends. That was fun to watch, to go into a local establishment of college-age people and be the three, me and the other two dads,
was
be the three old guys, 50-plus dudes in there.
Is it the one that rhymes with Slimmies?
No, it was the one that rhymes with Slogies. Okay. The one that rhymes with Bogies.
Okay.
I'd never been to Bogies, that place.
I've never been either. I've actually never been to the one that rhymes with Slimmies either.
Oh, I've been to one there plenty of times.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, most people have.
I get a look
every time I tell people I haven't been there yet. But
it was fun. I mean, we went there right after golf, and I said, I'm going to have to go home and take a nap. If you want me to do anything with you later. Yeah.
Not hitting it quite like you were
a
couple years back. Huh?
I haven't hit it like that in a decade or more.
Oh.
I am a
big nap.
Yeah. I went well, no. I didn't go out hitting it like that. No. I was pointing out that I have not and would not and probably
could not.
Yeah. I had to segment that out.
Fair enough.
So I had my golf time. I had the post golf time. Extended nap, and then nighttime.
There was other golf over the weekend.
Probably that little tournament over there in Georgia.
Yeah, some guy named. We had a guy in it. Had a pretty good.
We have a guy in it.
Well, I mean, it depends if you climb or not.
Yeah,
he was pretty good.
Ludwig Aubert.
Yeah, he was fun to watch. That Scotty guy's pretty good, too.
I got offended a little bit.
Uh-oh.
You know, that, they run up and did the little
the wind, yeah, playing in Lubbock, Texas.
The folks on the CBS.
Okay.
It just made me mad. I get tired of Lubbock sounding like it's just some sort of a gale force wind day every day in Lubbock, Texas.
Have you been here this spring?
I have been here this spring, but on average, Lubbock's not even in the top 10 average highest wind speeds in America. In a place that likes to take some complete shots at Lubbock actually is. Dallas, Texas, I'm looking at you.
Okay. That's in there.
Yeah, I went to weatherandclimate.com and typed in the average wind speed.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 places came up. What would you think the top city in America for wind speed is?
According to a really fast Google search, it's Coke, Texas.
Now, what website are you looking at?
USA.com.
That's USA.com.
That's America, man.
Okay.
Nolan, Texas is second. Tom Green, Texas.
Yeah, okay.
Third, Coke, Texas has 3,000 people in it. Man.
You can hear us anywhere on the mobile app, including Coke, Texas.
There you go, see? Oh, this is actually only for the state of Texas.
Yes, exactly.
Where is Lubbock on this list? I'm looking. Glasscock, Texas is 41.
Yeah. According to the... beautiful. The 10 windiest cities in America, according to climateandweather.net.
Seems legit.
Yes. Number one, Boston, Massachusetts. Number two, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Three, Buffalo.
Okay, these are all bigger cities. I'm wondering what the threshold is for, like, population.
Four, Milwaukee. Five, Dallas. Six, Kansas City. San Francisco, Cleveland, Minneapolis, Virginia Beach, Virginia, which is probably close to the same size as Lubbock.
Okay. Y'all can chime in. Whatever you got on the A's Flooring Center chat line. We'll talk some baseball.
Cities with the most wind events.
Wind events.
Lubbock's not still on that list.
Oh, yeah. Hit us up there. We'll hit you with some headlines next on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us on a Monday. Good one for you. We are the bottom line on 100.7 The Score and 107 The Score. Now, Joyce Woodman, Christopher Sneed here in the First United Bank studio.
Am I in trouble?
With you. Should you be?
I only get called Christopher when I'm in trouble.
Okay, my bad.
Did I do something wrong?
No, you didn't.
I didn't break a window somewhere, did I?
George? Is that when you're really in trouble?
George Christopher Sneed, you get your blank in here right now.
Oof. Nah, your mom's too sweet to say those words.
I would tell you this. I would much rather get the belt from my dad than my mom.
I think my kids would say the same of the corporal punishment.
Yeah.
They would rather me than
dad,
mom.
Dad would
mom,
dad
mom
would spank
mad.
Harder, but he wouldn't spank as long. Mom wouldn't spank as hard, but she would spank until she was tired.
Oh, yeah. T-Money 806 says Tech just needs to get a top lottery face into the NBA. It says the Not Basketball Association. And we have all sports covered.
We had, well, I mean, Culver was right there on the edge of that.
Culver
lottery.
Was a lottery pick.
Yeah.
We've
had some guys.
Zaire was technically a lottery pick.
He was
a
13th
too.
Pick, 14th.
He had back-to-back lottery picks in the last.
I mean, you need a lottery pick to stick.
Yeah, and Zaire.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, injuries got Zaire. Fit.
Fit matters so
fit
much.
Fit matters. And I think fit was what hampered Trey. And, you know, you're a lottery pick and you go to a place with a guy that's already like you. And, you know, sometimes NBA executives aren't the smartest cats in the room.
Any new Big 12 players in the portal? I'm assuming you're talking basketball. There was actually quite a bit of action over the weekend because of the Kentucky move.
Oh, yeah.
So we saw Richie Saunders of BYU go in the portal.
Oh,
Ali Khalifa or Ali Khalifa.
Ali Wiz.
Get him out of the Big 12.
Yeah.
The mountain of BYU is in the portal.
Dallin Hall, also of BYU. So three BYU players there all went into the portal. Let's see. There was a couple of Arizona State players that you probably wouldn't know their names. Who else went in? There was another player of note that I thought was very interesting. Oh, here's one that's interesting. Brendan Housen of Villanova, formerly Amarillo High.
Amarillo High guy.
So I don't know.
Was that a Texas Tech in Villanova down to his?
Yeah, it was pretty well down to those two for him.
Yeah. So I've heard a lot of people thinking that he was going to maybe try to come back closer to home. And I mean, he was a 6 point, you know, was a 6 minute.
I will tell you,
guy for
them. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, he's as pure of a shooter as I've seen at the high school level. He's 6'3", 6'4", so I mean,
you could use that around.
I would welcome him.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's any sort of connection, because most of the time it's about your staff connection and
does he reach out to Tech and say, hey, I was kind of interested before and you guys were too.
This is right down the road from home. Here's one that I thought was intriguing from the weekend that went in. Some guy named Arterio Morris put his name in the portal. Is he not in jail right now?
No, they like had something. I don't remember what the official ruling was, but something in his favor of it.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So that came to light like a week and a half ago.
Of course he did. He's gotten away from it once before.
It's like not enough evidence, something like that. I don't want to say what it is word for word because I don't know it without looking it up. But if it was a ruling in his favor, immediately he goes in the portal.
Please, everybody leave him alone. Every school out there. Leave him alone. I mean, he's hitting girls in high school, and then he's doing worse things after that. It just, I hope he doesn't get touched, but
he will.
He's got talent.
So he will. Yeah. I mean, he can help somebody, and you know, it. And I've been that guy too. I mean, you know, we sat up here and explained away.
Yeah.
All kind of stuff when it's our guy, and then it's a similar situation for. You know, the rival, and throw him under the jail. I mean, let me get off my lawn. Here's my real upset guy voice.
Okay, so it was a rape charge, and it was dropped because insufficient evidence by the prosecutor.
Mm.
And then the last one, Caleb Lohner of Baylor, also in the portal. So several Big 12 names went in over the weekend. We'll see what that culminates
That was interesting.
And a lot of Kentucky players, too.
Yeah.
As you can imagine.
I bet some of them are going to try to go to Arkansas.
I bet you're probably right.
And they would be an upgrade for them. Because they're not one and dones anymore.
Someone says, it was you? No! I don't know which one of you two they're blaming for Oberg's.
The guy who turned it on right when he hit it into the drink is over there on the other side of the glass.
Clint probably turns on one golf event a year, and
it was one where I was, you know, keeping up, watching highlights of it, and just kind of keeping up through the phone, and then changed it fully, focus onto that, and that was, like, as I did that, he was just wrapping up his last hole and going in, so that was the first full hole that I got to watch of the day.
To be fair, when I got the notification on my phone that he was tied for the lead, when I saw it, it said 57 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So I was an hour later. He was already two strokes back when I turned it on. I said, let me watch this for a while. It's near the end.
Yeah. You've never been to the place that rhymes with Slimmy's? What's wrong with you, man? Just haven't. No one's taken me.
I mean, they got good quesadillas.
Well, I mean, at this point,
they've got some
good nachos. Yeah. Fan of the nachos.
Good steak fajitas, too.
At this point, I've got to go during the summertime so I don't just hit a big student crowd.
You're going to hit a big student crowd no matter when you go.
Okay. Then never mind.
If you go there right now, there's going to be a big student crowd.
So, I mean,
it does slim out, though, slightly.
Okay.
I mean, everything in that area does in the summer.
Yeah. But, I mean, the students that are here still go.
Fair. Yes. It's not busy, but it is slightly less.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Guilty till proven innocent.
I think we're talking about how everyone, we justify our own guys and then we dog cuss everybody else's guys, that's the sports fans.
No, I mean, sorry, if it's your second offense, I have a lot less. Like the TJ Shannon thing, I'm kind of keeping that with an open hand
because
it doesn't match his character. He was super cooperative. It was seemed something off there. Arterio Morris bought his way, or Texas bought his way, or someone bought his way out of beating up a girlfriend in high school.
Mm.
And then you get a rape charge against you. These things don't happen. That doesn't happen if you're putting yourself in a better situation.
I would just say, you know, be nice to women. How about we just be nice to women all around?
Guilty, you can cry me a river, Marquise, on the guilty till proven innocent, unless you're agreeing.
I admit it. I'm kind of one of those guys. You know, I'll justify my guys and then I'll dog cuss your guys. I admit that I'm of that ilk, but I'm more along the lines of just be nice to women. You're a man. Be nice to women.
Yeah, it's simple, straightforward.
It's a very easy practice.
Yeah,
and then you know, and then kind of like
it's not hard.
You know, I mean, maybe this is real. You know, super chivalrous of me. It's like if you want to hit somebody, come hit me. You know, that's. I mean, here's the trade off. I might hit back. I mean, that's the trade off. But I mean, yeah. I mean, don't hit women.
I accidentally.
As a rule, just don't hit women.
I accidentally hurt my wife last night. I dropped a baseball on her head, but it was completely incidental contact.
Yeah,
she was in the laundry room, and there was a baseball on the laundry room counter, and she was down like picking up some laundry off the ground. Didn't see her down there, and I fumbled the baseball right onto the skull.
Nice choice, sir.
And she had a good little knot.
Oh, did you? Oh.
It was an accident.
Did you get some ice for her?
I did. I took care of her. Tried to. She was still mad at me because I fumbled it too much. Mm. But y'all keep the thoughts and comments coming in. We went through some murky, gross side of sports. A happy story from the sports world. I'll bring that up coming up next. You're listening to The bottom line on 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy Monday, y'all. You're listening to the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice with Chris Sneed. Hanging out with you in the First United Bank studio. Keep the thoughts, the comments, the questions all coming in on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. Got a happy story to bring you here in a little bit.
Love happy stories.
But first, we have to give away more secret words for a chance to give away more cash. To you, homies. Straight cash, homies. We here at 100.7 The Score, steamed up with the Home Zone, making your house a home to give away $10,000 in total to lucky local listeners. All you got to do to get registered is listen in right now, as well as 10:45 and 2:45 here on 100.7 The Score to get your secret word. Then go type it in at 107thescore.com. We'll give away cash prizes each week, two times each week, then one final cash giveaway of $2,500 at Two Docks on Thursday, June the 20th. Today's word. What's our date? 15th. Today's word is two words. Sun Devils. Sun Devils. Go type in Sun Devils at 107thescore.com. And you will have another opportunity to win that cold, hard cash. Happy tax day, Chris.
Yeah, it matters not.
Well, it does in your house.
Well,
right?
No. Well, yeah, it does.
I mean, isn't your wife kind of busy right now?
Nope.
No?
She's not a tax CPA. She is a nonprofit CPA.
She just does your taxes.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then you get the extension. Does the taxes of about, I mean, she does my taxes, my daughter's taxes, her mother's taxes. I don't know who else. Random people. She does less than 10 people's taxes for them. Not like, you know, hundreds. Yeah. Like,
deadline to file your taxes, obviously, today. If you're doing them last minute, you're not alone.
No, you could file for an extension.
Okay, but
if you file for an extension, you still got to write that check today.
Yeah.
Which I have to do still.
According to a new survey, for tax day, 47% of people procrastinate or delay doing our taxes. The average person spends 8 hours just stressing over it each year. Not doing it, stressing about it.
There's no, I don't even.
43% of us will spend more time avoiding doing taxes than actually getting them done.
If they would just make them easier to do.
Oh, it is complicated.
Well, but then. People like the CPAs are like, no, make them as complicated as possible. Give me a reason to have a job.
I guess.
Because I mean, I say that half in jest, but if it were easier, then you wouldn't need CPAs.
There are several.
Correct.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. There are several places that are doing tax day deals, like food deals, if you want to partake today.
I'm sure they are. The TurboTax people, the people who do the TurboTaxes.
What about them?
Nothing wrong with them. There's also the TurboTax people.
I did that for a while, but not now. Now that I've got four kids and other things going on, definitely need more.
Yeah,
more help.
The day I became a Division I official,
yeah,
my taxes got hard.
Yeah. Once you get past one normal job, it definitely.
It is really kind of funny because, you know, you guys all like the jokers of Sneed and the 17 jobs, but I actually did have 8 different W-2s this year.
8?
8.
Holy cow. That seems like a lot. Seems like a lot.
It is a lot.
Anyway, some of the places you can get your tax day deals include the donut shop, the KK donut shop.
Wait a second. You can go in there and they will buy donuts. And will the donut guy, okay, the donut barista, make you some, do your taxes?
No, you buy one dozen and then you get, you only have to pay the sales tax on the second dozen. You get it for free except for sales tax. There's your tax.
Oh, they got to take care of their taxes too.
Oh, yeah. At the owl place.
Ooh.
It's buy one, get one.
Is that a barn owl?
I don't know what kind of owl that is. I think it's great. I would say it's a great horned owl. It probably is a screech owl, honestly. The weird noises guys make it when in there. Buy one, get one free wings all day today at that place. So there's that.
Where's the buy one, get your taxes done free?
And then at White Castle.
Saw the White Castle. I almost took a picture of the White Castle in Tennessee when I was there.
Oh, man. I had a friend that went to Vegas. He brought me back a White Castle glass. I meant to bring it and drink out of it.
I almost took a picture of that one because I stayed right down the street from it. And I was like, yep, that's the White Castle right there.
White Castle has 15% off for April 15th today. Mm. So you can just go.
And it'll be even easier.
That is a burger place of the people, I tell
you. You can just take it for 15% off. You could take it, and you just run right over to the toilet and dump it in there. Just save yourself some time.
It's
going to
end up there one way or the other. I mean, you can just make it a little faster.
Yeah.
The happy story, Sneed, since you're so into happy. You want the – let's throw one more sad story first. See what happened to Brock Burke over the weekend?
No.
Rangers lefty.
Oh, he got hurt.
Yeah, he punched a wall.
Yeah, that's the dumb way.
And now he's on the IL.
Yeah, that's the dumb way to do that.
Yeah, well, this is not a first-time thing for baseball players. He was frustrated, punched a wall. Now he's on the IL with a broken hand.
Mm.
Way to go, Brock Burke. That seems really smart. The good news out of Rangers camp, though,
mm-hmm.
The Rangers clubhouse attendance.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Really cool story here. So the team itself gets to vote on how they divvy up mm-hmm. the World Series bonuses. The Rangers players got $505,263 checks for mm-hmm. winning the World Series.
Yeah.
Pretty good little bonus.
Not bad.
I mean, for some people, like Corey Seager, that's a drop in the bucket.
Chump change.
That's a drop in the bucket. Yeah. It's like, oh, cool. Go buy another car. For other people, that's huge money.
Mm-hmm.
And then for clubhouse attendants, which make normal kind of money, not athlete kind of money, that's life-changing money.
Life-changing. I mean, it is. Yep, it absolutely
truly,
is.
You can send kids to college. You can pay off houses. You can do all sorts of stuff with $500,000. And the Rangers voted to make sure their clubhouse attendants, both the home and visiting clubhouse attendants, all got those bonuses included. They got the exact same amount as the players. So full shares. You can vote where there's portions of shares or whatever. They wanted everybody to have full shares of everything, which is awesome.
So that's for the the Diamondbacks did the same thing.
Yeah. Their bonus was smaller. Theirs was
Like 313,000.
Yeah. Exactly,
330. And don't take this the wrong way. I'm just going to ask a question. But, there is a clubhouse attendance for the officials, too. I'm wondering if they did the same thing for that guy.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
They said clubhouse attendance, yeah. So I'm sure they got them all covered, which is fantastic. I mean, that's a cool story. That really is
fantastic because those guys really do go above and beyond. And a lot of times, sometimes they do extra stuff, sometimes out of their own money. I mean, that's not everything that they do. I mean, they provide the snacks and things like that, but sometimes those guys do things and they spend their own money to do it. Not big things. I'm not saying they're going out and buying a $10,000 whatever for so-and-so, but, so-and-so wants a certain kind of something. And they have to go. They go above and beyond to do those things for these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, there's not a lot of, glory in vacuuming up the clubhouse or washing underwear.
Washing jocks. Socks and jocks, man.
But they deserve it, and that's so cool that they get that kind of bonus. Plenty more on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll get back to...
Ugh. Steven, what kind of question is that? Hey, man, I'm going to go get to see... I get to see my granddaughter play her first T-ball game today.
That's awesome.
I'm going to go, and she's got a five-game schedule. I can only get to see the first and last game, so I am on the way.
T-balling.
T-balling it. It's at 5 o'clock. It's in Atramont. So here I go.
Better get started. Enjoy it, man.
I will, man. Looking forward to it. Go Hallie Ray. Go Patriots.
Bottom line continues on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for hanging with us on a Monday. You're listening to the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score at 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman and Josh Fopple in the First United Bank studio. You can keep hitting us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. We'll have a question of the day from Josh. Just kidding. going to be Jamie, but we're audibling it to Clint. He'll have our question coming up.
Clint Maha.
It kind of works. I actually have a list. Have either of you heard of Athlon Sports?
Yes. I think in passing, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, it's a website.
It was me. Sometimes when I walk by, I just whisper Athlon Sports to Josh.
I believe it. Clint walks by my office so often he could just subliminally probably.
Your office is perfectly on the way to a lot of things that I need.
I will.
The production room or coffee or the bathroom or running as fast as I can down the hall to see if I have a faster 40 time than I did the day before.
Word.
All things on the way.
It is also unfortunately positioned where people just feel the need to stop, and I think they're going to talk to me, but no, they just stop right in front of my office.
So Athlon Sports put out, this was late last week that they put this out, Big 12 football predicting the best game every week
nice.
In 2024. So the best one for the 2024 season.
For an outlet I haven't heard of, that's a really good list. That's a really good concept for a list.
So week one. Oh, here's your spoiler. Texas Tech doesn't have a single game on here.
Well,
which I think is still a good thing. Because it also speaks to your schedule not being super tough. Speaks to your schedule not being overly difficult like we have seen in the past. So, number one, Penn State at West Virginia.
Okay.
I was just about to say, without seeing list, I'm trying to rack my brain of how many, and part of this is, again, with the newly formed Big 12.
Yeah.
There's a few, but you're not leaning on great rivalries every week.
No, and that's the hard thing, too. It's a little different. Other games that week, TCU at Stanford, Wyoming at Arizona State, UNLV at Houston, some of the better ones. Week two, Colorado at Nebraska. That one, hard to argue with. BYU plays at SMU. Of course, Texas Tech at Washington State is that week. Baylor plays at Utah. I would argue Tech and the Washington State one. Oh, Kansas State plays at Tulane, too. That one's probably fairly good. Pitt at Cincy. Iowa State at Iowa. Kansas plays at Illinois, so this is actually a loaded weekend.
Iowa and Iowa State should never be considered for best game of the week, though, ever. I don't
most
care if it's a rivalry.
Maybe, but not best.
That is one of the worst football games to watch year in and year out.
Iowa State, go to the Big Ten where you belong. Tech at Washington State, definitely one of the more interesting games that week, but they've got Colorado at Nebraska. Hard to argue it. Think that should be a fun one. Remember Dion and company won in Boulder last year. I think Matt Rhule will get the win this year. I'm rooting for him, at least. Arizona at Kansas State for week three. So opening Big 12 play there.
I like that. Last year, Kansas State, I thought, opened Big 12 play with one of the more interesting matchups because they were UCF's first Big 12 opponent.
Ooh.
And they ended up being a good game.
Most arguable, probably West Virginia at Pitt would be the other one. Backyard brawl. Colorado at Colorado State. Pretty good one there. Utah State. UCF at TCU, another league game. And then BYU plays at Wyoming. See if they get the same taste the Tech did last year. Week four, Utah at Oklahoma State as the prime game. Other games, Kansas State at BYU, Arizona State at Texas Tech, Baylor at Colorado, Houston at Cincy, and Kansas at West Virginia. Week five, they've got OSU at Kansas State.
Going a contender heavy, which seems fair on those back-to-back weeks.
That's what you would think. OSU at Kansas State. Cincy plays at Tech that week. The other arguable one, I would probably put this one ahead of OSU at Kansas State, Arizona at Utah. I think that's one I would probably – I don't know. Both.
I could flip either of those. I'd listen to an argument on both of those.
Yep. West Virginia at Oklahoma State, week six. This may just be a Cowboy fan here.
Okay, now I'm getting sick of the Oklahoma State.
That's three OSUs.
I'm getting tired of it.
Three OSUs in consecutive weeks. And honestly, we talked about how tough OSU schedule is, or easy it was this last year. That's how tough it is this year. I mean, you got three games that are very losable for OSU in a row. Utah at OSU, OSU at K-State. I've got them at 0-2 in that stretch. West Virginia at OSU, probably going to be a win for the Pokes, but really tough stretch there. The other one that I think I would have put ahead of West Virginia at OSU is Texas Tech at Arizona. That's the one game I probably would have said, hey, there's a good chance Texas Tech's going to be 5-1 or 6-0 at that point. And, or what is it, 4-1? I guess week six. They'll be 4-1 or 5-0 at that point. And Arizona could be in that same range. I think that one would be an excellent game.
What else is that week?
UCF at Florida, which is a pretty good one. That one's better than West Virginia OSU to me. And then Kansas at Arizona State, Baylor at Iowa State, Houston at TCU. That one could be interesting, but probably more bottom feeders there. All right, week seven, Iowa State at West Virginia.
Gross.
Tech is off that particular week. Week eight, Kansas State at West Virginia. You want to just divvy it up a little better, Athlon Sports? Just a few. I mean, for sake of
because really this is them
for sake of the article. I think
this is them projecting
big time. And they could
as
be
they
wrong.
Go along, yeah,
could be wrong. Colorado plays at Arizona that week. Kansas State at West Virginia. I think I'm taking that game too. Colorado at Arizona.
If they're going projections, I think at this point they are projecting that Colorado is not in the.
It appears that way. Or does
contending.
It? Wait till the end.
Oh, okay.
This really does just stand like kind of standard with like you picked the team and they're just like, all right, how do I fill out this article?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it would have been better for this particular article if you just, you know, divvied up because there's several contenders each week for better or a game that's just as good, and you could have gone that route where it's like, okay, this is a week we'll pick West Virginia here, OSU. And we'll go with this other game where you really involve all the teams.
There's not to say that it's completely unfair because there is going to be obviously teams that are going to have better matchups, like put on better matchups week to week. But yeah, this does just sound so far that it's incredibly biased.
Week nine, Kansas at Kansas State. Holy cow, the Sunflower Showdown is the best game of a week. Maybe 2 years running. TCU host Tech that week as well. Arizona at UCF for week 10. Okay, not a terrible pick there. TCU also plays at Baylor that weekend, but both teams probably sub 500 at that point. Week 11, BYU at Utah.
I know it's a rivalry. I am just expecting BYU to be so bad.
I am too.
That I'm upset with that pick.
I am too. Yeah, I think the Holy War if it was played earlier in the year, maybe it's got before BYU's put away. But I agree. Colorado plays at Texas Tech on that particular day. Week 12 is Utah at Colorado. It's quite a bit of new flavor here, too, in this particular article. Yeah, Utah at Colorado didn't make just a ton of sense based off of the other matchups we've seen. Then you've got Iowa State at Utah for week 13. Kansas State, which, by the way, Tech plays at Oklahoma State that day. Could have used another poke matchup. Kansas State at Iowa State for week 14. So there you go. No Texas Tech flavor. Thanks, Athlon, for nothing.
I am not massively upset at that list.
No, I mean,
but there was a lot of Oklahoma State early, and then it's like, oh, Oklahoma State may be out of the running at this point, like from their own projections. Yeah. Like,
oh, this team was good last year, so we'll throw them in a lot early.
So is that Texas Tech, Washington State one, the one you would go for if you were to pick a Texas Tech game
no.
to like put at the forefront?
No, if I'm going to pick one where I think it's the game for Texas Tech, where was it? It was earlier on. Oh, the Tech Arizona one.
Okay, that's
I
right.
I think Tech Arizona is better than West Virginia at Oklahoma State. I think that one.
I'm just going through those. The only other one would be depending where Oklahoma State and Texas Tech both are.
Yeah, that one would
be
at the end of the year.
Yeah.
The Tech Washington State one is fine, but there's a lot of other great games
as well. You said the Arizona one. I forgot about that.
We'll get to question of the day coming up next on 100.7 Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Monday. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman and Josh Foppel here in the First United Bank studio with you today. Keep the thoughts and the comments coming in on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Right now, it's time for a question.
Time now for Jamie's question of the day, brought to you by someone not named Jamie.
All right. In honor of Team Baron versus Team Taj.
What up?
Now, this is a hypothetical exercise that we're going to do today, okay? I'm going to let you, from Texas Tech's football roster, we're going to go back and forth between you two, five rounds. If you were to play, again, hypothetically, one real game, what would your first five picks be? Now, this is different because if you're going back and forth, obviously, if you go, okay, my top five picks would be so-and-so and so-and-so and so, I'm guessing there would be some crossover there.
That'd be a lot of crossover,
which
probably
is why we're doing it this way instead. So really what we're doing between the two of you is deciding who you think the 10 best players are on the roster heading into the season.
Pretty well, yeah.
Now, okay. I have a coin right here, formerly the AI picker of a former
AI picker.
when people weren't able to come to the show to pick games. Josh, since you had to kind of fumble into the room, I'm going to let you pick heads or tails.
Fumble.
Tails.
Tails always fails.
It is heads.
Told you.
So choice.
Butts.
Choice, you get the first pick of the one-game hypothetical Texas Tech football roster draft. We're still working on the name.
All right, I'm going to take Taj Brooks.
But
the low-hanging fruit there.
Yeah.
I think I got to take the guy that's in the mix for some national awards, and he's pretty darn good. Probably the biggest catalyst for your season on the offensive side. So,
I know the next obvious pick is Baron Morton, but I'm going to go with Micah Hudson, because I think that if you don't have Taj Brooks, you need to have a playmaker, someone you know who can make plays, and it's just a matter of getting the ball or even designing some plays behind the line.
And before we get this text, I didn't say it over the air, but everyone is available, and I did tell you guys that. So before we get the Micah Hudson is up,
right, yeah, yeah.
Everyone is available in this hypothetical scenario.
Right. Yeah, no one's hurt. Dang, I really did want Micah Hudson.
Yeah, I knew. Okay, so I maybe misstepped on mine, but anyway, go ahead.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take... We're not snaking. This is just normal draft.
Correct.
Okay. I will take Baron Morton. I think full health, which is the assumption here. He's your quarterback, and he's going to have to be fantastic. And I think he is still, at full health, one of your best players on your football team.
This is a great question going forward, because who... past those players, do you kind of expect to be the people on your team that are going to make the plays? I'm going to go with... is Cameron back?
He is back.
Okay, so I'm going to pick him for my team because I need another playmaker, and I just need to be able to depend that you can at least move the ball.
Okay. I hope he's a big factor.
Yeah, that's definitely what you're hoping for this year, is that he takes steps forward.
I feel like this is a hard conversation because of do you go with what you've seen or projecting or anything along those lines? I think I kind of want to go with Charlie Robinson just because he looks like Clint, but I'm not going to.
Could be a cousin, yeah.
You too, like. It's uncanny. I'm going to go with one of the new guys and project a little bit. Give me Josh Kelly.
I like that pick. I like that pick a lot.
I think Kelly is going to go over 1,000 yards this year.
Now, this is gaming a little bit, but I think it's an important discussion to have. We're not going to have it in this, like, 15 seconds. But whoever ends up on top for kicker, that's something that needs to be figured out. And I'm going to take the kicker.
Well, you do have a kicker still that's going to be there. It's Gino Garcia.
Which isn't the worst.
Which is a good pick. Yeah. I mean, I would. So you're taking Gino.
Yes.
Gino.
Yeah. Right. Punter is what you're replacing this year. But Gino Garcia, I think, has that that kicker spot locked up.
I think right, I'm gentlemen. Punter then, but I am still going to take Gino.
Two more rounds to go.
We're so offensive minded in Lubbock, and I kind of
I did not have on my bingo card the first non-offensive player drafted would be Gino Garcia, but hey, here we are. This is what's fun about playing out these scenarios.
Yeah, I've definitely got to take with a steal of a pick, and honestly, either linebacker is probably an easy one here. But I'm going to go with what have you done for me lately. And the coaches may tell you Jacob Rodriguez would be the pick here, but I'm going to take Ben Robertson.
Oh, okay.
And go with him. I mean, he had over 100 tackles as a freshman last year. And I think, again, to me, they're 1A, 1B. Rodriguez may be a little bit more of a leader on the team, but I think both are vital to your success this year.
I'm going to go CJ Baskerville. I think when it comes to just positions on the defense, it's going to be really young in a lot of places, but with some consistency, I'm going to hope that he keeps Choice's team in the pits.
In the pits. Okay.
That's the defensive slogan.
Yeah.
Keep him in the pits.
Keep him in the pits.
Man, you got to have a pass rusher. Have to have a pass rusher this year. I think there are probably three guys I would look at and say one of these three is going to have a big season. It's Joseph Adedere, Isaac Smith, or Amir Washington. It's just projecting who you think it is. And I think I'm going to go Isaac Smith. I think pre-injury, that's who most of the coaches would have told you should have had a big season last year. But he got knocked out for the year. I think he may have the most athleticism out of the three and really find a way to get to the quarterback. I think the fact that you've got three pretty good pass rushers there should help each other out to the point where Tech can find its way to the quarterback. So Isaac Smith's my fifth one.
Yeah, and I fully support that. So I'm going to go with Data Ray.
So there are some major names left off of this. You want to throw together a team of five, Clint, that didn't get picked?
Yeah, I think I do. Can I just pick the tight end room? Just kidding.
Yeah, Jalen Conyers didn't get picked.
Well,
Mason Tharp.
No, you didn't. No one took Jacob Rodriguez, so I'm going to start with him.
That's who you should start with.
I'm going to take Coy Aiken in there.
Also a good pick.
Give me Caleb Rogers, offensive lineman. Let's see. Braylon Lux. Why not both? I'll take AJ McCarty. And I need one more. I need one more weapon in there.
Will Hammond?
Yeah, well.
That's
what I was trying to stay away
from.
The
part of this draft is it like, are you going for the best players or trying to put together the best little team here? It is a different.
I didn't want to load up on any position. I wanted to spread it around. Yeah, although that's the hard there is the opposite that in the spirit of the question, it was just like the 10 best players.
You know what? I'm going to spread the three that you were deciding between, and I'll take Amir Washington as my last pick.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel pretty good about my thrown together five.
Oh yeah, I think what this speaks to is this what you lacked so desperately in the late Cliff years and really throughout the Matt Wells years is any sort of depth. You just didn't have depth. You had some decent frontline players through most of those years, but I think this speaks to that because you could throw together another team of five or six guys where you feel pretty confident about it. And it feels like you're finally starting to build some depth. And you're going to see some of that freshman depth from last year that didn't play as much start to really turn the corner this year as well. So, yeah, I like a lot of what this team has got putting together. It's the bottom line on 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for hanging with us on a Monday. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com.
What city did you say at the top of the hour?
Catfish Paradise.
Catfish Paradise, Arizona.
That's good.
Which I actually don't think it's a city. I think it's more of a lake.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's less fun.
Well, you can listen on a lake.
I know you can listen on a lake, but that's
not on every lake. There's some without the service.
Oh,
available. Come
on. Just in Kansas, because they're still discovering
the internet there. There's a lake I frequent here in the bottom of a canyon about an hour and a half away that there is no service, which is a good and a bad thing.
Yeah, that could be a good thing.
Mostly a good thing.
Because then when someone texts you to do something for work, I didn't have any service.
Did you guys like that last bumper that was played automatically?
It was
because there's Paramore of where that came from.
A terrible lead into to this.
It's now time for the dad joke of the day.
Hey, Josh.
I like it in the lead up to the dad joke. I retroactively like that.
Yeah, so you're taking it back.
Thank
yes,
you.
I take it back. I retroactively like it.
Oh.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh.
Yes.
I've actually started a business building boats in my attic.
Hmm.
Sales are through the roof.
That's good.
Hey, Josh.
Yes.
My wife has been getting terrible headaches whenever I cook with wheat, barley, or rice. Turns out she suffers from migraines. I could tell Clint was going to love that one.
That was good. I thought I was going to have something to do with like beer. Well, I guess it'd be closer to whiskey.
I was afraid you were only going to barley get that one.
Barley.
Yes.
I get it. You know, I used to have a co-host named Rob Verby.
Okay.
He once broke up with a girl when he found out she only had 9 toes. Turns out he was lactose intolerant.
It's so dumb.
It's so good.
It's so dumb. Lactose. It's brilliant.
No! It's just dumb.
Good.
You know, I learned something over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Sylvester Stallone's actually on his 3rd marriage. I guess his first one was Rocky. And his second one was Rocky II. Oh, sorry.
Okay. The Rocky II saved that one in a big way.
All right.
Because Rocky was good, but...
All right. I was literally hovering over crickets until it got to Rocky II.
Yes. Okay.
This is back-to-back Mondays you've done this, where you've started off the week, in my opinion, very, very strong.
So, setting the bar too high.
Our precedent has been set.
Too bad. Rocky II. Migraines. Ouch. That's from the chat line. Morton isn't playing.
We know.
Someone's trolling. He's not playing right now, but that was... Maybe you tuned in right after. Right after we were talking about it. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
It was right after I said everyone is...
Available
in this scenario.
However, maybe it was someone on the app where it's a couple minutes behind.
True. We'll no, I know. Weird things happen.
So...
Also, while we're at it...
Could have been just trolling Clint, too.
If you are on the Double T 97.3 chat line, make sure you are... You do switch over to 100...
1-800...
I do that every time.
1-800 the score.
107 the score. Chat line.
Yeah. Kind of a necessity there.
Yeah, I just switched over sometimes to look, and we have a lone chat on Double T 97.3 that just says, hey.
Hey, there's also
we're here, we're
a ginger pirate that is always sunburned. I'm sure they're talking about you, right? That was the second text, and that's got to be you. So
that's good.
Coach McGuire just posted that Coy hit 21.4 miles per hour on Saturday. All right.
Wow.
That's good. That's good news. I think Coy Aiken, Jamie and I were in a little bit of disagreement on this a couple of weeks ago. He thinks Coy Aiken's more of a complimentary guy. I think Coy Aiken is more of a primary guy. I think he will be one of your main three receivers this year.
I think there's a middle ground to what you guys are saying, because you can have that guy that's a go-to where Jamie's talking about situationally, but numbers-wise, you know, isn't above. Because I'm with you. I think Josh Kelly's going to end up being your best receiver this year. And then I do think you're going to get some big-time production from Micah Hudson in year one, and also think you're going to look for opportunities to do that. But in the close third... And you also have to factor in, hey, what kind of steps does Mason Tharp take this year?
Sure.
And immediately, what does Jalen Conyers do for your offense? And
Right. Everything
like that. Again, this is the good problem. It seems like you have so many what I would call productive mouths to feed. I think there's a middle ground between what you guys are saying, where he's a guy that, okay, when you look back, he had... you know, 7 catches, and they were all huge situational catches, but maybe only ended up with... you know, 60 yards or 70 yards or something like that, because we all care about the total number reaching 100 or higher,
yeah.
Right? So I think you can say the same things that you guys are pointing out, and that's kind of where I see him, where I think he's going to be a featured player, but I don't think he's going to be the number one guy or maybe even the number two guy.
I think he could be the number two guy. I wouldn't predict it. I'd probably put him at 3 right now. But I just look around, and if we're talking about option versus production, your number 3 option could be a tight end. But usually that's not production based. Because the tight end is tied up, especially in this offense, or has been in this offense, because your offensive line has been lacking. It's been tied up by having to be involved in the run game a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's how Zach Kittley likes it a lot. So I think he could Koy Aiken could absolutely be your number three guy, because who else is it going to be if it's not him? Right now I look at Josh Kelly, Micah Hudson. Okay, great, great. Are we going Dre McCray number three this year? I'm not. I'm not putting him over Koy Aiken currently. I hope he has a big impact and has a lot of production, but that's not where I'm going.
Douglas feels like a wild card.
He's not a wild card, for sure.
Picking it, but I mean, just to put him in the conversation of names of who else it could be.
Yeah, and then you've got some other guys. Jordan Brown, the guy been around a little while. What does his next step look like this year? You got some younger guys as well. Kelby Valson is one that I think you need to watch out for. He's a redshirt freshman that should get quite a bit of attention this year. I think he may be the one that steps up and maybe is even your third or fourth guy. But we'll see. We don't know. We don't have DJ Crest, another one of those redshirt freshmen.
You know, there's another name that I felt like we talked a lot about in the offseason last year that we haven't this year yet. Brady Boyd.
Yep. I don't know if he's been passed by or not. He's one of your older guys, and maybe he's more of a, hey, we're going to use you as an inside receiver to just go be a safety blanket, security blanket. But I think that's probably the biggest question mark this year is how the wide receiver, not the biggest question mark, but as far as depth goes, how the wide receiver room shakes out is extremely fascinating to me, because I think you can pick your top two guys and feel pretty confident about it. Beyond that, don't have a clue. You can guess at it, but there's a lot of people, a lot of options out there.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.